سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. With the month of Rabi al-Awwal started, usually we use this month to remember the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the purpose behind this is not to celebrate a birthday or to celebrate the passing away of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but rather it's something that we should do all year around. And there are people, alhamdulillah, that can do it all year long. But sometimes we use it as an excuse just to refresh ourselves in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our goal, inshallah, is throughout Rabiul Awwal, do small recaps and summaries of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and take out lessons from this. The seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such that it's an ongoing subject in our life. Sometimes we think that I've went through the seerah once, or I read a seerah, whether it's the sealed nectar, whether it's revelations, or any seerah book that's out there, the best of mankind. However, the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ is such that after you finish it once, it's important that you start it immediately. And the reason for this is that every time you go through the seerah, you are at a different stage of your life. For example, the first time that I taught the seerah, I was 22 years old. At that point in my life, I was going through something else. I was at a different stage. And the following year, I had a child. And now when I was going through a seerah, I was looking at it from a different perspective, a different set of eyes. And the lessons that I took from it was different. And today that I'm 39, and I teach the seerah, the lessons that I look at, the lessons that I take from it are completely different. And that's the unique thing about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. No one else's life can benefit you in the way that the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam benefits you. And to understand this, we look at the hadith of Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala an. That Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala an is standing in front of Najashi, the king. And the king says, tell me, what is your situation? And Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala an said that, kunna qawman jahil. We used to be a wild, not just ignorant, but wild. Na'budul asnam. We worship idols. Wa na'kul mayta. We ate from the dead. The strong amongst us oppressed the weak. We gave more honor to our animals than we gave to human beings. Immodesty was widespread. And the one thing that I always point out, if you look at this hadith is mind-blowing because the description that Ja'far al-Dhan gives is exactly describing our generation. Everything that he said back then is happening now. Naqul al-mayt, wa na'budu al-asnam, wa naqul al-mayt. And you know, animals be given more respect, and the strong and the powerful getting more powerful, and the weak getting more weaker. Everything fits into our generation. And then Ja'far al-Dhan says that after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent amongst us a man who came in the form of a light, who taught us how to respect and honor one another, who ordered us for salah, to pray in front of Allah, to be good to another, to be mindful. And this is the reason why the way that Ja'far al-Dhan says that when the Prophet ﷺ came into their life, this wild bunch of people became insan. The same way in our lives, bringing in the Prophet ﷺ, what it does is it makes you insan. It makes you human. Because if we're honest with ourselves, the way that we live our life, that's really not the way a human being lives life. It's just a cycle. There's no growth. We have a schedule, and every day seems like the day before.
and then tomorrow is going to look like the same way, and next week is going to look like the same thing. And it's just rinse and repeat, and doing the same thing 70 times is not a life. Having the same year over 70 times, you can't call that a life. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into their life and he turns them into insan. And learning the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to, inshallah, do just that. Turn us into insan. And looking through the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many different virtues and benefits. It gives you appreciation. You know, when I look at the seerah, seerah is a compound science. You get isolated science. So those of you that, you know, mashallah, go to the gym, right? You have the compound exercises that brings multiple things into one. Then you have the isolated, that's just one. Seerah, it brings in tafsir. It brings in hadith. It brings in history. It brings in akhlaq. It brings in everything into one. And when a person asks me, Shaykh, I want to come closer to my deen, what's the first step? I say the first step is the life of the Prophet ﷺ. Because it's easily applicable to your life. The Quran at times, maybe certain things will apply, certain things won't apply to your life, but the seerah of the Rasulullah ﷺ will definitely apply to your life. When you look at the different places where the Prophet ﷺ, the emotions that he had, and how he dealt with those emotions, how he dealt with the people around him, and how he affected the people around him, how he turned, to a certain degree, some of the most savage people into ashabika nujum. My sahaba, my companions are like stars. Whoever you follow, you'll be guided. So inshallah, over the next few days, or the next couple of weeks, to honor life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll be doing small recaps. Today I just wanted to kind of talk about introduction, what are some of the virtues I've learned, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, amongst the virtues of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You're learning the seerah and sitting here is a testimony of your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you claim that you love Allah, back it up. And the way that you back it up is not just by lip service, but follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, one of our biggest problems is that we tell our children that you have to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? If I tell my child, you have to love me, I'm your father. You have to love and respect me, they're going to say, why? Why do I have to love and respect you? And then I have to tell them that, look, without me, there's no food. Without me, there's no roof over your head. There's no bed. That's fine. There's no internet. Oh, now we have a problem. So they ask that, you know, why do we have to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And the answer to that is that you have to know who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. So even ourselves, we're told, لا يؤمن أحدكم, none of you is a true believer until you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than you love your father, your children, والناس أجمعين, and everybody. But how do you build that love? Is that love just lip service? It's like when you say to your wife, I love you, and she says, do you mean it? You don't sound like you mean it. And when we say we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if somebody asks, do you mean it? Honestly, no. Because how can I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if I don't know about his life? If I don't know who his children were? If you claim to be good friends with me and then you call my son Muhammad by some random name, Hamza, I would say, oh brother, we are not as close as I thought we were. You got to know my children to claim to love me. And that's where learning the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it builds his love and it's a testimony of your love for him. And in return, yuhbibkum Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn around and love you. And one final hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. On the day of judgment, you will be with the people that you love. And your love for the Prophet ﷺ will guarantee you companionship with him. Imagine if a celebrity were to move into your neighborhood. Across the street, you were to have a, you know, a basketball player. Or, you know, Ronaldo, Messi, instead of going to Miami, he came to Frisco. And he were to choose your neighborhood. He's in Panther Creek. But imagine in Jannah, because of your love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-maru ma'a man ahabba. You will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. And I told my students, imagine waking up in the morning with your cup of coffee, going out of your house to check your mail, and your neighbor's outside. Like this, you'll see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-maru ma'a man ahabba. So once again, inshallah, we'll go through brief summaries. You know, to go through the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you need an actual class, and it takes us a full year to go through it. But inshallah, we don't have that kind of time. We'll cut it short, 15-20 minutes. But as many days as we can, I'll cover a small portion of the seerah. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.